Zone. I'm Steve Cooper. God bless America. The relentless pursuit of truth. Thank you for being here today. That's what we're after. The truth. Every single time. Glad you can take it. You might just learn something along the way as well. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Lansing seeks $175 million to renovate public safety buildings. That's a 30-year bond proposal. $175 million. We'll see where that goes. Number two, there's been an uptick in abortion requests. After the ruling overturning Roe v. Wade was handed down last Friday. Not quite sure why, but that's what's happening. And number three, we continue now with the case against former Governor Rick Snyder and others because Dana Nessel's office says the Flint cases aren't over, but experts say problems still persist. Dana Nessel's office saying they're going to continue the pursuit of Rick Snyder, Fadwa Hamoud, the Solicitor General, had her case dismissed, as you heard in the last hour. The Supreme Court ruling unanimously that the one judge grand jury behind closed doors could be used to investigate a crime in secret, but could not be used to indict an individual, as the state had done for nine state and local officials, including the former Governor Rick Snyder, charged of the Flint water investigation January 2021. This is a political, deal. Call it for what it is. Municipal officials made the call not to put chemicals to treat the water in Flint. Turned out they were too caustic. They leached lead from old lead pipes, and it created a huge public health problem. We have cities in Michigan that have far worse problems with their water systems, but they weren't as politically interesting, apparently, as Flint has been to the national media and so forth. The ruling tossing the case out came after 3 years under Solicitor General Fadwa Hamoud. She says she's going to continue to pursue the cases, and speculation saying anything other than her pursuing it are presumptive and rash. Our reading is that the court's opinion interprets the one-man grand jury process to require charges to be filed at the district court and include a preliminary examination. Our team is prepared to move forward through that process. But legal experts say the Supreme Court's unanimous ruling and the promised issue new charges will add another layer of frustration to the investigation that began under Attorney General Bill Schuette 6.5 years ago. Efforts to recharge defendants through the normal district court process could get hung up on timing restraints more than 8 years after the city switched its water source to the Flint River. The switch was one of the series of decisions that led to the lead-tainted water in Flint homes and was linked to an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease, but nobody's sure really where that came from. There were a lot of other suspected sources for that. There's a serious statute of limitations problem for any defendant that's charged with a misdemeanor, so says John Birch, who represented former State Health Director Nick Lyon in his challenge of the one judge grand jury mock trial mess. Even as the defendant is charged with felonies, the Attorney General's office should not recharge. In Michigan, most crimes carry a statute of limitations that bars prosecution after 6 years. The statute of limitations for felonies such as manslaughter, which Lyon and Chief Medical Executive Eden Wells faced under the 21 charges, is 10 years. The charges issued against those defendants were related to crimes that occurred at various stages of the Flint water crisis, some related to the 2014 water switch, others linked to public statements and decisions made in the months afterwards, others related to the Legionella outbreak between 14 and 16, and still others related to a statement made during investigations and hearings that dragged into 2018. Good luck with all of it. You're just trying to find a scapegoat. Stop wasting the state's resources on this scapegoating pursuit. Clean up and move on. I mean, the 24-page unanimous decision of the Supreme Court didn't go into the constitutional concerns of the use of the one-judge grand jury. Those points were argued by defendants and written in oral arguments. The six justices found that the law includes a right to a preliminary exam but does not expressly permit a judge to indict an individual. The ruling written by Chief Justice Bridget McCormick acknowledged one-judge grand juries had issued indictments in the past, but that was because that element of the law had been an unchallenged assumption until now. The Supreme Court's ruling on the indictment and finding that Lyons' case should have been dismissed applies only to Lyon, but other Flint defendants said Tuesday they plan to use the high court's reasoning to move for the dismissal of their cases across the board. Yep. Nestle's prosecution team had been trying in vain now to move straight to trial with some of the defendants, including Rick Snyder. But the justices remanded those cases at issue back to Genesee County Circuit Court for reconsideration in light of the ruling, which means dismissal. Here's what Snyder's team said in a statement Tuesday. Attorney General Dana Nessel and her political appointee, Solicitor General Fadwa Hamoud, staged a self-interested, vindictive, wasteful, and politically motivated prosecution. I agree across the board on that comment. 100%. Rick Snyder did not create the problem in Flint. It was a political event all the way through. I mean, they came there for debates, and Hillary Clinton came there. It was all about politics, and then more politics. Michigan abortion providers and women's health care advocates are expecting last week's Supreme Court decision against abortion rights to result in further increase of out-of-state patients, provided the 1931 state law banning abortions continues to be held in abeyance. State providers of abortion experiencing an increase in out-of-state patients prior to the Supreme Court's ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson, which toppled the constitutional right to an abortion known as Roe v. Wade that had been in place for 49 years. Planned Parenthood of Michigan call center volume doubled as requests for abortion appointments increased 50% over the weekend, but we don't have any actual numbers. 15.8 abortions per 1,000 women of childbearing age was the rate in 2020. 14.5 abortions per 1,000 women of childbearing age in 2019, the highest level in almost three decades. So, a big change here. I mean, it needs to be debated out at the state level. I don't think it should be voted through on some change to the state's constitution. But if they bring that, and they're going to bring it, they're going to bring it to the ballot in November. There'll be a ballot initiative on about abortion in November that, if passed, would allow abortion through the moment of birth in this state. I don't believe that you support that. I don't believe that this state supports that. I believe you are not a barbarian that would chop up a fully developed child in the womb after 25 weeks of development or 30 weeks of development or 35 weeks of development or even 40 weeks of development. I don't believe that you would allow that or support that in any way. You'll vote no on that ballot initiative if you have a soul. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.